To order. This is a special session of the Mayor and Council of the City of Bisbee, County of Cochise, and State of Arizona to be held on Wednesday, June 21st, 2017, at 6 p.m. in the Bisbee Municipal Building, 118 Arizona Street, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Anna Klein?
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hanson?
Here.
Councilmember Frank Davis?
Here.
Mayor David Smith?
Here.
Councilmember Bill Higgins?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Douglas Dunn?
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom?
Here.
City Staff Richard Marsh, City Manager Ashley Coronado, City Clerk Aldo Orduño, City Attorney.
Thank you, ma'am. Before we get into the business, just quickly, last night, for whatever reason, but it doesn't really matter the reason, but I was somewhat disrespectful to Councilwoman McClain, and I apologized personally to her, and so I'm apologizing to the rest of the council, and for anybody else that witnessed that I apologize for not being as calm as I should have been. So with that, we'll move on to the business at hand, which is the following items will be discussed and or considered at this meeting. Item number one is discussion of possible approval of a resolution stating intent to remove the city manager. As you recall, we discussed this item Monday evening, and the purpose of this meeting is to, in fact, state and approve a resolution. And there's basically, it's worded in one of two ways, as you saw the council action form. And what we would be asking, what I'm asking for is discussion and then a motion. And so with that, as you understand, this removal is either with cause or without cause, and the wording of that motion therefore requires which it is. And so with that, I'll open that up to discussion if we have any.
I'm Mayor.
Yes.
I'm thinking without cause.
Okay. Then I'm thinking that I would appreciate a motion stating that.
Okay. I move that, if I got the right one here, that we proceed without cause.
Okay, I'm going to need you to.
Okay, I move to adopt resolution of the mayor and council pursuant to section 3.09 of the charter, stating that the preliminary intent to remove the city manager without cause.
Okay.
And suspending the city manager from duty, I move to adopt a resolution of the mayor and council pursuant to section 3.09 charter stating preliminary intent to remove the city manager.
Thank you.
Without cause.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Further discussion? Ms. Orduño, is this the time that I should read the resolution?
You can read the resolution, or if you want to do discussion now, however procedurally.
I just didn't know at what point that the resolution needs to be to the public so that they know what we're voting on.
I would read it now.
All right. This is resolution R-1708, a resolution of the mayor and the council of the city of Bisbee pursuant to section 3.09 of the city charter, stating a preliminary intent to remove the city manager and suspending the city manager from duty. Whereas on July 19, 2016, the mayor and council approved an employment agreement retaining Richard J. Marsh, Jr. as city manager and such employment agreement was duly executed, and whereas pursuant to the employment agreement, the city manager was appointed for an indefinite term, and whereas pursuant to the employment agreement and consistent with section 3.09 of the city charter, the mayor and council may remove the city manager without cause, and whereas pursuant to the employee agreement and consistent with section 3.09 of the city charter, if the city manager is removed without cause, the manager shall be paid forthwith upon his removal his salary for the next 3 months following the adoption of the preliminary resolution for removal, and whereas pursuant to section 3.09 of the charter, upon adopting a resolution stating a preliminary intent to remove the city manager, the city manager is allowed 10 days to reply in writing and may request a public hearing, which shall be held no earlier than 20 days nor later than 30 days after the city manager files such a request. And whereas pursuant to section 3.09 of the charter, after such public hearing, if one is requested, and after full consideration, the mayor and council may adopt a final resolution of removal. And whereas pursuant to section 3.09 of the charter, by preliminary resolution, the mayor and council may suspend the city manager from duty. Now therefore, be it preliminarily resolved by the mayor and council of the city of Bisbee, county of Cochise, state of Arizona, that one, it is the intent to remove the city manager without cause pursuant to section 3.09 of the charter. Two, the city manager is preliminarily suspended from duty, effective immediately, and is not to report to work, access city facilities, or use any city assets, including, but not limited to, computer, phone, or vehicle, or have contact with any city employee for any purpose related to work, except to notify the city clerk of his request for a public hearing pursuant to section 3.09 of the charter, until notified otherwise by the mayor in writing. If the city manager replies to the preliminary resolution to remove him and he requests a public hearing, the city clerk is directed to set a public hearing before the mayor and council within the time frames required by section 3.09 of the charter, passed, adopted, and approved by the mayor and council of the city of Bisbee on this 21st day of June 2017. David M. Smith, Mayor. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes 7-0 unanimously. Mr. Marsh, you're certainly welcome to sit here, or we can ask the chief to let you get your personal things right now so that you don't have to sit here if you wish. Chief Achavi just walked in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Yeah. No, it's whatever you want.
The meeting's over?
No, we have one more item of business.
Okay, pertaining to me?
No.
Okay, I'll be escorting.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The second item of business is discussion of possible recommendations on how to move forward in filling the vacant city manager's position. This is, I'll speak to this initially. It was my opinion, and then I acted upon that opinion to do this. It was my opinion that it would be in the best interest of the city of Bisbee to fill a position of an interim city manager as soon as possible to keep the continuity of the city and to keep a lot of important projects that we have online. And pursuant to that, I also thought that the fact is that we have our staff that are without a doubt overworked, and that it wasn't fair on several different levels to appoint one of our staff members as acting city manager. That it was my opinion that we should look elsewhere. With that, I contacted the Arizona League of Cities and Towns, and I found that they don't themselves have that service, but that they do recommend Interim Public Management LLC. Interim Public Management LLC is a group of city ex-retired city managers, and this is exactly what they do, is to fill upper-level city positions or county positions on an interim basis. And I'm stressing the word interim because that's exactly what we're looking for. In my opinion, I don't believe that we should immediately tomorrow start a number one, we couldn't start a search for a new city manager because our current city manager is on paid leave, if you will, pending his decision to appeal or not. But we can, in fact, hire an interim city manager to cover that position of time and to then go past that time until a permanent city manager is hired. And so with that, I made contact with the president of that corporation, Timothy Pickering, and discussed our perceived needs. And the letter you saw that we discussed this today, and it's mailed out today. This is a retainer letter. It's indicating that their group is requesting a retainer of $1,500 in order to provide these services, and that in turn that $1,500 will be deducted from any future billings if we were to use one of those people that they would be employing. This is their employee at this point. This is like a temp service. You pay them, they pay the employee. There is no dollar amount on this because it matters on what we want. They're quite flexible. They indicated, as an example, how many days a week do you work? How many days a week do you need a city manager there? Because they're flexible enough to say, if you only need one there 3 days a week, as an example, then that's obviously less money than 4 days a week or whatever. So the initial $1,500 is, like I said, a retainer to get them moving, to get the resumes in. As you can see, everybody had a chance to read the letter, so you see that they're doing all of the vetting and so forth of the people that they would be providing the resumes to us. I would then suggest that we have a small committee that would look at those resumes and make a decision as to which one or ones they wanted to bring to the city council for a further decision on an interim basis. Does anybody have questions of me?
We don't have a Bisbee person that they can step up and fill that role?
We may have a Bisbee person that may be wanting to apply for permanent city manager or something like that. That would have to remain to be seen. It's happened in the past.
But for not even for temporary purposes, we don't have?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, I don't really like the idea. I don't like this idea that much, but it's one person.
Well, I understand. We also need somebody that, in my opinion, we need somebody that has been a city manager that can step into this position, can work with department heads, and keep on track what is being done, and therefore is not requiring a big spin-up of time in acquiring what's needed to be a city manager. So that's where I was going with
this. Mayor, how long is the commitment if we sign this?
The commitment,
Is it weekly?
We can get rid of,
At any point.
Sure, if we don't have a commitment. Yeah. If we get somebody in and we say, it's just like a temp agency. This guy or this lady is not working out. Give us a different one. Yeah. That initial $1,500 is still good. Does that make sense?
Because it might be, as Gabe was saying, it might be somebody local that could step in.
Sure.
I think we need somebody immediately to keep the wheels turning.
Well, obviously that was my thought, but this is why I'm bringing it here. And we have to do something about an interim city manager. Right. Ms. Klein.
I think I'm in agreement with you, Mayor, on that. As much as it would be nice to have somebody local, I think right now, just because of everything that we're going through as a city, I think to bring some fresh eyes on a temporary basis and give us the time to go out and really, do a thorough search. I'm okay with using a service or the ACMA. It doesn't matter to me, but I think bringing a professional in is kind of what we need right now.
Right. Thank you.
I have a comment also. I agree with you. It's not often we agree, is it?
I know.
Wait a minute. It's not often
but we agree. Well, that too.
Okay.
But the last process that I went through, I really think that we need to sit down and take a look at the process, the procedures, and everything that we do. And this would give us time to do that. Plus, I want to take the time. I felt like last time I was rushed, and I vocalized that. And I don't want to be in that position again. So I think we need an interim, and I like this way of going because it is a fresh set of eyes, and it gives us the time to thoroughly vet somebody. That's all.
Yes, sir.
As much as I like the idea of having a local person, to do this for a while, I can see where we are shorthanded on staff, and that would create a burden. I understand that it would mean that we would have really one less functioning employee, and that's not good. I trust the Arizona League of Cities. I think that's probably one of the best organizations, in the state. And they recommended these people. They're retired people from other cities. They have experience. They don't have any axe to grind. They come in here without an agenda other than running the city. And so I don't think it's a bad idea. The only thing is I read here that they're going to provide three confidential interim resumes no later than 15 business days.
Right.
So to give us some resumes is going to take 2 weeks. And so it would be, at least, and then we have to take a look at that. So it would be, at least 2-3 weeks before we actually could even hire an interim?
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
This is, as it says, no later than 15 business days, which is 3 weeks. They also indicated this was a verbal conversation, that their knowledge of BSBY, they believe that they could find three well-qualified people that would want to be here on an interim basis very, very quickly. But that's not in their engagement letter. That was a verbal conversation. They went, BSBY, there shouldn't be any problem at all. We have a number of, he said his comment was, as a matter of fact, I can think of three right now that I think would want to be there.
Yeah, I know when I went to the new council member training with the League of American Cities, we were famous there.
Or infamous.
Or notorious.
For all the wrong reasons.
Right. Mayor?
And I will say, they said, what date would you prefer? And I said, next Monday. And they said that wasn't out of possibility. So, but again, that's not in writing. That is my verbal communication with them.
Well, if we're going to have a small committee of mm-hmm. people who are going to look at those applications, mm-hmm. And you may not have an answer to this yet, but what are you looking at in terms of from what background or whatever?
Why don't we decide if we're going to do this, and then we can continue that conversation, correct?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. If you don't mind.
No. I just would
it makes
like
it l- keeps it a little cleaner, if you would.
That's true.
Any other comments?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Please.
Mayor, I'd like to throw out for discussion another alternative, other than going for a national search. I've been contacted by citizens who feel that we should do an internal search and look into hiring someone within the city of Bisbee. These people know the community and the current city operations. And I specifically would like us to consider doing that.
Well, let me get this, let me understand what you're saying. Are you talking about the permanent city manager?
Correct.
Okay, then that's we're sort of out of order. Well, because what we're asking for specifically is, and I want to, there's reasons I'm doing this, Mayor Pro Tem, is I want it clearly understood that we are not hiring a city manager. We are hiring an interim city manager while Mr. Marsh is on paid administrative leave and during a process potentially of looking for a permanent city manager.
Did we have an interim one before Marsh was here?
No.
There was a...
Yes, we did. Andy Heratic was.
Yeah. Yes, sir. That was 3 weeks. Anything further, Council?
I just feel like we could probably find somebody interim even in Bisbee. I mean, like I stated before in the past, there's a lot of talent in Bisbee. I just feel like we tried to look for it, we could find it.
Yeah.
We're always bringing in new people, I feel like. Even the last city managers, all these outside people coming in and they don't work out.
But we're talking about an interim.
I know what we're
talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what we're talking about.
Okay. All right, any further conversation? Do we have a motion of any type? Okay, go ahead.
I move that we contract with the Interim Public Management LLC for an interim city manager.
I second that.
And that would include paying them the retainer fee of $1,500.
I guess if we have to, yes.
We do.
To include paying $1,500 as a retainer fee.
So you're authorizing me to sign this, is by God. All right. Mr. Higgins.
One more thing. do we have any idea what kind of money we will be paying this interim city manager, or it depends upon the candidate or whatever? So we really don't have a dollar figure of what this is going to cost.
That's right.
Monthly basis.
We only know that it's going to cost us $1,500 to find out.
Okay.
How's that?
All right.
And it depends, as I was saying, it depends on how long, how many days a week we want this person, how many hours, those types of things.
Okay.
Any other questions? Ms. Coronado?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Nay.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes 6-1. Okay, next is, The only thing that I would like to discuss right now, because I don't really feel that we need to start discussing the vetting process and so forth, because we're not there yet. And again, I want to make it very clear that we are discussing interim basis. So having said that, I would like some comments about who we should have look at these resumes to bring back to council. And does council, in fact, want to be in the position of indicating that they want to vote on who this interim city manager is, or are they going to trust this group and the perhaps three people involved in deciding which resume looks the best? Do you follow me? Otherwise, we have to have another special meeting to consider that and so forth. Or you can then, I believe, just by indicating that this group, whoever we may decide is, has the authority to bring somebody in and get them started, which we also always have the ability to say, I don't like that one, I want a different one. Does that make sense?
I kind of think it's our duty to look at every application that comes in, and the other group would be the department heads. I mean, they're the ones that have to work with them every day, but I think it's our duty to look at them and decide who we want. I mean, it's just an interim, so.
That's correct.
I have a question for the city attorney. Don't we have to vote on it?
I was looking that up. The charter does say the manager shall be appointed by the council. So I think council does have to vote for whoever they appoint, even for interim. The charter doesn't make a distinction between interim and permanent. It's just manager.
And that wasn't, I'm in total agreement with it. That wasn't my point. My point was that as these resumes come in, as every council member want that, and who else, who is going to be making a decision of those resumes as to who we want to bring to the council to be appointed.
I think it's us.
Let me understand this. We're talking about having a small group.
No, that was only an idea.
Well, that was an idea.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're talking about having a group to take a look at these resumes and decide which ones that the council is going to look at. And the people up here from Interim Public Management, they told you that they had three people that would be good for Bisbee right away. How many resumes do we need to entertain to find somebody that to take a look at this? And the other thing is, I don't know if you have the group, but I think maybe there could be some citizen input from this. That maybe there are maybe some people in the community that might like to participate in this search.
I have no issue with that on a permanent basis. I don't think I'm really questioning on a interim basis if we need to go through that complete exercise. But on a permanent basis, which we will be discussing at a different time, without a shadow of a doubt, I personally want citizen involvement. But that's a different topic, really. We're just talking about the interim.
This is just to get the ball, keep us rolling at the time. And I think at any time we can let this interim person go if we don't like them, or if somebody local appears on the scene and we decide we want to go that
route, sure,
we can. So I don't think this ties us down, but I think the important thing here is that we need to have somebody in this position.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Let me. You're right. So let me cut to what I'm trying to get across. Is we're going to get three resumes, up to three professional resumes that have been vetted by this company that think they fill the bill that we have discussed. So do we want to set a meeting, assuming that we're going to get those in the near future, to get this person, male or female, on board working as soon as possible? That's my issue. That's what I'm trying to say.
So at this at this meeting, we would review these resumes?
Sure. Well, I hope you would review them before the meeting.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
But along with that, I don't believe you could do whatever you want, but I don't think that you have to go through a thorough vetting process.
Right.
Because this company has done specifically that.
And it's an interim.
And it's right, and we're paying the company, so it's their reputation on the line.
And there would not be any type of interview or anything with the three candidates, or it's just going to be a paper review?
For the interim position, probably
right.
So.
Okay.
We could, however, invite them down.
Oh, we can invite them down and pay them, sure.
I mean, I think once we, and I do still think it's our job to do that. Once we look at the three, and if we feel that maybe all three of them are, you know, qualified, why couldn't we just bring them down for an interview? I mean, it's not...
If we're willing to pay them, then that would be fine. It's not like you're applying for a permanent position
right.
where they're going to take your own money. These guys, these are temp workers, that this is what they do. If for some reason one of them was here and went, you know, I love Bisbee and I want to apply for the permanent position, that would be a different story. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and I'm not arguing against what you're saying. I'm just saying that that will cost us extra money, and if that's what we want to do, then that's cool. But my point is, at this point, we want to get these three resumes to every member of the council. And the council make the interim decision.
Yes.
And assume that we get these resumes this week. How soon do we got to have a special meeting in order to take care of this? Because this person obviously can't start work until they're in place.
How
next
soon
Tuesday?
Can we have the special meeting? I mean, you said that we had to wait 10 days before?
No.
This is an interim.
Okay.
This person can start tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
I mean, if this is the case,
Monday or Tuesday.
If this is the case, why don't they just send a person in? Why do we need three? Why don't they just fill the role?
They probably would. The point is they want to provide us choices.
Pieces of paper? I mean, everybody looks good on paper. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if they're going to do it, they might as well just fill it.
Well, that's kind of why I'm thinking if they all look good on paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just having an interview with them and then see which one, you know, fits our needs the best. And you know, it's true. One of them may say, oh, I love this place. And the others might be, well, you know, I'm here just to do my duty and then I'm out. So I think at least we have a choice.
So what are you at? What?
Monday or Tuesday? Could we get somebody in by then? Or
well,
look
we,
at the
we haven't
look at the
today is what's today Wednesday
resumes.
Yeah, we have to provide 24 hours, and so if we wait until, you know, let's assume that we're going to get resumes this week, later this week, then we can get them out. Ms. Coronado is certainly used to working on weekends for us. Of passing on documents, and then we could ask Ms. Coronado Monday to notice a special meeting for Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Works.
But I mean, if that's the game plan you want, then we'll try to do that. So we don't have to say tonight it's going to be next Tuesday at 5:30, but we're going to have to say it could be, and you'll be getting some resumes, and obviously. We can't discuss those until we get to the meeting. Okay? All agreed then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Do I have a motion?
I move we adjourn.
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I would like to speak.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm leaving on vacation. Will not be present Tuesday. Again, as I started to say, I would like us to seriously discuss an alternative to a national search, to looking, doing an internal search and selecting an individual from within City Hall. I've been contacted by a number of citizens who feel we should do that and that we should have done that. And certainly as we look for an internal search, I specifically would like to that we define that, look broadly to include specifically the person who is serving as our contract grant writer, as well as department heads and others within the city. These people know the community and the current city operations. I would like to see us move more quickly, which this would allow us to do in terms of doing an internal search. And that part of that would be an immediate implementation of a succession plan to replace the person, the internal candidate that we might select. I agree with you totally that personnel-wise, we are very stretched in this community, or in this city, and that it's unrealistic to select someone from within as an acting city manager. So I'd like to move forward in terms of selecting someone within. I'm not convinced that undertaking another national search will result in a better candidate. Frankly, Bisbee is not seen as a plum opportunity, given our budget constraints and other factors. I'm also concerned with the time delay. As we've all said, there are things that that we need to address now, and there's what do we do in the interim national search? Certainly, we can bring in an interim city manager as is being proposed here. That person is certainly an outsider and takes a certain amount of orientation in terms of getting that person on board. I'm more interested in focusing on some of the initiatives that we've identified here rather than the day-to-day operations. I think also, as we've just gone through budget, certainly there were a number of comments made during that process about the amount of money that's now budgeted in the budget line for the city manager. And certainly my suggestion of looking within would be an opportunity not only to hopefully recruit someone at less than $95,000, but also would reduce the recruitment and moving costs and these extra costs that we're now talking about in terms of an interim city manager. I think that certainly Mr. Hicks at our last council meeting proposed some all other things in terms of how we might look at how we provide leadership in this community. I didn't agree with his specific suggestion of elevating me specifically to a greater role, but certainly I think that merits some discussions in terms of possibility of hiring someone that's more of a caretaker, community city manager, and able then to free up and focus in terms of alternative solutions, alternative options in terms of providing leadership for city council initiatives. Anyway, I think that there's, again, I'm not, there are things that could be explored in terms of this. Certainly, I support the idea of getting an interim in terms of someone from the league or someone who is a retired professional. I would prefer to use that retired professional and advising us in specific areas of need rather than in providing, overseeing the general operations of the city. I've been on the council for 4 years, and during that period of time, this will be my fourth recruitment effort for a city manager. And it doesn't really seem that what we're doing is working. I would like us to consider. We had interest expressed at the last go-around in terms of an internal candidate. There were others who did not apply who expressed interest. I would like to seriously consider doing an interim search from within the city of Bisbee, and it would allow us to have a very experienced person on board quickly. That we immediately then have a succession plan to cover that person immediately, so that we're not having someone who's doing two jobs, rather only one. And it would be then a way of providing some control in terms of what we're now spending as a budget line for our city manager.
Thank you, sir. We have a motion. We did have a second, correct?
No.
Thank you. All those in favor?
No, we did not. We did not.
I made the motion, but we don't have a second.
No second.
Oh, second?
No. No, we did.
Thank you. No, we did. I'm surprised Mr. Higgins is normally right there. All those in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. We stand adjourned.